We're learning Mishneh Brura, Simen Tov, Lamed Beis. It's November 2nd, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayera. Simen Tov, Lamed Beis, Din Birchas Bedikas Chametz. The halachas of the bracha of Bedikas Chametz. So we saw already Sif Katan Aleph and Beis in the Mishneh Brura. What we're going to do now is going to just read again from the beginning of the Mechaber, and then we'll continue with the Mishneh Brura. The Mechaber says, "Kodim she'yascha livdoik," before a person begins to check for the chametz, "Yivdoik yivarech," he should make the bracha, "Asher kedishonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu al bir chametz." He should make the bracha of al bir chametz. Sif Katan Gimel in the Mishneh Brura, because we already saw yesterday Aleph and Beis, Al Bir Chametz. The Afal Gavah the Einu Mevayer Ad L'Machar. Even though he's only going to do the beer tomorrow, so why is he making the bracha now? So even though he's going to destroy it tomorrow, Mikomokim Kevin de Bedika Zu Litzurich Beer. Since this checking of the Chametz is for the purpose of burning it, having me'ain ha-beer, it's part of the beer. It's like the beer. The bedika, the checking, is beer, is destruction, is part of the destruction as well. Ve'ein mevarchen al bedikas chametz, de'ein zeh soif mitzvasai. The Mishneh Brura is telling us, why don't we make the bracha of bedikas chametz? So he says, because that's not the end of the mitzvah. The end of the mitzvah is al bir chametz, destroying it. V'gam eim evarchen al bittul chametz, kevan de ikar al bittul tali b'leiv. We also don't make the bracha al bittul chametz, because like we discussed already previously, that a person, maybe he's not going to want to vatel it in his heart. V'eim evarchen al varm sh'b'leiv, you don't make a bracha on something which is dependent upon the heart. In berich levayer, the person did not say the bracha al biur, but he said levayer instead. His yotza, he still fulfills his obligation of making the bracha. The Ramah says back on top of the page, the Ramah says, Vim hischil livdoik, if a person began to check b'loy bracha, without making a bracha, yivorech kol zman shaloy siyem b'dikosoy, he should make the bracha just as long as he did not finish his checking yet. Just like when a person starts eating an apple, like we said, if he forgot to make the bracha on the apple, he makes the bracha if he still has what to eat. But if he already finished the apple, he does not make the bracha afterwards. Sif Katan Dalet in the Mishneh Brura. Kol zman shloisim b'dikosoi, he still makes the bracha. The kol zman shloisim, just as long as he did not finish the checking, Mikriya Dain Oivel Asiyosa, it's still considered to be called Oivel Asiyosa, he's still involved with the act of the Bedika. Even Kavar Siyim HaBedika Lo Yivarech Achshav, if he finished the Bedika, he should not make the Bracha. El Yivarech Lamacha B'Sha Sreifa, but he should make the Bracha of Al Bir Chometz tomorrow, meaning what? When he destroys it. The Homevarchin al Bir Chametz Af al Pi Shabitloy Esmol Bishas Bedika, even though he was Mevatal it the night before during the checking of the Bedika. Mikomokim Chayiv Lisarfa Mitakonis Chachamim. Chachamim said he still has to burn the Chametz. Void the Ho Oz Omar Kol Chamiro Delo Chazisei. He will be saying the passage of Delo Kol Chamiro Delo Chazisei. Any of the Chametz which I did not see, I am destroying as well. And the chametz which he saw, he did not, was not mevatel yet. So he is explaining as to why he is still allowed to make the bracha al bir chametz by day, even though it really was should have been said at night. However, there are those that hold that the bracha was only established to be said at night. Once the bracha was established to be said at night, it cannot be said by day. Uladaitam, according to them, Yivarech b'shas reifa b'leishem malchus. According to those opinions, you should make the bracha of al bir chametz without saying Hashem's name, without saying the shem of malchus, Hashem's name. V'nira sheharoitz l'ismaich ulavarech, a person who does want to make a bracha, You don't have to tell him he should not make a bracha, because he has who to rely upon to make the bracha. Okay. Continuing in the Mechaber, the last word on some of the pages, the back on top, the Mechaber says, V'yizoher shaloy yedaber bein habracha l'tchilas habedika. A person should be careful. Shaloy yedaber, he should not speak bein habracha, once he makes the bracha, until he starts the actual bedika. What's the reason? Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Hay, in the bottom. Once again, when I say bottom, that refers to the Mishnah Brura. The top refers to Mechaber Ramah. B'di'eved, says the Mishnah Brura, Im soch bidvorim, sh'ein sarech habedika. If a person spoke in between the bracha and the bedika, that has nothing to do with the bedika, the hefsik bein habracha la mitzvah. I'm sorry, yachzor, skip two words there. Yachzor v'yavorich. He should go back and make a new bracha. The hefsik bein habracha la mitzvah, because he made a hefsik in between the bracha and the actual mitzvah itself. Now, it's the same way when a person makes a bracha on his apple, and then he gets a phone call on his pants start vibrating, his belt shaking, and you know, he gets the ring, and of course it's a mitzvah deraisa in people's mind to answer the phone right away, so he grabs the phone. He forgets he just made a bracha. After that conversation, he has to make a new bracha according to what we're saying over here. In number 7 of the Dirshu, they explain what is the length of the hefsik. How much is considered to be a zman of a hefsik? How much time is considered to be an interruption? It says a sheer hefsik. I'm reading now from the Mishnah Brura, the Dirshu edition. They have footnotes over here, or additional psakim. The sheer hefsik, says the Mishnah Brura earlier in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, leiden hefsik bein birchas hamaitzi la'achilas apas. Person makes a bracha on the bread, and then he interrupts before he eats the bread. Even if a person interrupts with one word, he says, one minute, whatever he says, that's considered to be a hefsik, and he would have to make a new bracha. If a person has the slight minute amount of hefsik, then he would have to make a new bracha. Continuing in the Mechaber, back on top, it's appropriate, it's good, that a person should not speak on other topics during the bedika, in order that he focuses on the mitzvah at hand. There's a mitzvah which is checking for the chametz. So if he's discussing other items, he's not going to be focusing, concentrating on the bedika. Says the Mishnah Rosif Katan Vav, "B'toyv shelo yidaber, u'bazeh ein sarech lachzul lavarech." Now, if a person did start speaking about other issues and topics during the actual checking for the chametz, that have nothing to do with the chametz, he does not have to go back and make a new bracha. Kevin shekivar hischil ha-mitzvah, since he already started the mitzvah. Once again, you know, it's not the best example, but when a person starts eating the apple, he already connected the bracha to the apple. With varim shehem tzorech habedika gam lechatchilo yuchol ledaber, things that are included in part of the mitzvah, things that you need, you have to tell somebody, check under the bed, look behind the chairs. So this is all part of the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. So you don't have to start hinting, you know, playing charades. First of all, charades in the dark is very hard. Okay? And we discussed you could turn the lights on, and there are those who do turn the lights on, but you can specifically say, check behind the desk, look under the bed, because it's all part of the mitzvah of the checking of the chametz. Shazet Ein chashiv hefsek klal. This is not considered to be a hefsek at all. Moving right along, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, "Bebrocha achas yachol livdoik kama batim." It's not a halach which applies to most of us. I don't know how many of us have a second house nearby. Okay. My house by the shore, which I don't have, is not there anymore. But I don't have a house at the shore in the first place. And those who unfortunately lost houses, we're not, it's a very unfortunate situation in all seriousness. Now, a bracha of achas yachal livdai kama batim. With one bracha of al bir chametz, you could check many houses. Vim balabayis roitze, if the balabayis wants, yamid mimnei beis etzloi b'shoa shumavarich, he can have the people of the household near him when he's making the bracha. V'yispazru livdoik ish ish bimkoimoi al smach bracha sheberech balabayis. So the Mechaber says, and once again in Tof Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, that this person, the balabayis, will make one bracha, he'll have other family members listening to the bracha, and they will also go around checking and help the search. Says the Ramah, Benoyagim Lohaniach Pesisei Chametz B'mokim Sheimtzeim HaBoidek. The minig is to put out the pieces of bread. This is how we have the minig of putting out the 10 pieces of bread when the person will check at night. Kidei Shlo Yehei Berchosu Levatola. In order that the bracha should not be a bracha levatola. Omiyu, however, says the Ramah, Im Loi Nosan, if a person did not put these 10 pieces of bread out, Lo Yikev. It's not a problem. The das kol adam im abrocho levar im nimsa, because the mindset of the person is that if I check for chametz and if I find chametz, then I will destroy it. But if I don't find, I did such a great cleanup job. That's great. That's wonderful. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin. A person is allowed to check many houses with one bracha. Kama batim v'halicha mibayis labayis lehavi hesek. And the walking from one house to another house is not considered to be a hefsek. V'ayim b'chayi adam shekasav. Take a look in the chayi adam that writes, Dim boidik beisoy v'chanusoy, that if you check your house and your store, hu b'chotzer acheres, and your store is in a different chotzer, in a different courtyard, sorich lachzor levarach, then you would have to make a new bracha. Since your house is in one chatzar and your store is in a different chatzar, you'd have to make a new bracha. Omnam, this by the way, could be more practical. Omnam matzasi b'chayk Yosef, the Chayk Yosef says, v'mayim Mordechai shedaitim the kulu chado mitzvahi. It's all one mitzvah. Shemuchuyev leilich v'livdoik kol emekoymes sheyesh bahem chametz. A person is obligated to go check all of the places that have chametz. In the Chayk Yosef is saying that it's not shaykh to say, it doesn't make sense to say that the halicha to get from one place to next place is another house or another business, another store, is a hefsek. Sifkoden ches. Yamid mimnei beisoy. So we're saying that the balabayis will make the bracha and the other people will go around and check. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'wadin sifkon ches acher she'enam ibnei beisai." It doesn't have to be specifically someone from your household that is also going to go check. It could be anyone else. Ela diber b'hoivir. We're talking about a normal situation where you have family members in your house. That's why they're going to be helping you check. You're not going to put it on a listserv. I'm doing B'dikas Chametz. Anybody want to come help me? You know, please join me. Mukadisa B'shas, the Yesh Mekoymes Shesoich and Levdoik, and as the Gemara discusses that they would hire people to go check. Hakoponim Yisayeh Eladavar, Ki Mitzaboy Yis Meshluchay. Now, nonetheless, Hakoponim Yisayeh Eladavar, when helping it, Ki Mitzaboy Yis Meshluchay, it's always better to do the mitzvah by yourself than to have a messenger do a mitzvah. V'hinei Medina Yochul Lismaich B'dikah. You can rely on the bedika, afilu al noshim va'avadim, even if women do the bedika or servants do the bedika. However, lo yashivcha nachri shalonu, but not on a non-Jewish help to do the bedika. That would, you cannot rely on that. uktanim. You could also rely on ketanim. Umikomokim nechatchila. Ideally, nachin shaloi lismoich ela al anoshim bnei chayrin, anoshim who are bnei chayrin, not servants, slaves, shehegil chlal mitzvahs who are already bar chiyuva over 13, 12, 13. Dahainu miyud gimel shana. He's talking about a man over 13 years old. Ve'eloch ulefi shabedika kehilchasa yesh ba toirich gadol. Since a real proper bedika has a tremendous amount of burden, yesh v'yesh lachu shema yisatzlu la'ivdeku yafe. There's a concern that other people will be lazy and they will not check well. So I just want to point out to those who are, I'm about to quote now the Dir Shu Mishnah Brura. He has over here, this edition has more information. So I have to get people confused with the layout of the page. So in the Dir Shu Mishnah Brura, he quotes from the Sefer Tanya, which is not the Bala Tanya. The Sefer Tanya even comes before the Bala Tanya. He says in Simen Tov Samach Zayin, Shekol Inyone HaPesach Lo Yase Al Yidei Akum. All the aspects of Pesach, should not be done through the non-Jew. B'shem Shem Agadim, he writes, Sha'af Lo Yal Yidei Ketanim, not through the children. Now what does it mean, it should not be done through a non-Jew, or through the little children? What that means he's referring to is that the real actual bedika, the real actual work for Pesach, that doesn't mean if there's something to be mopped on the floor, like they can't mop the floor. But the all actual details of the halachas of Pesach should be done through Bar Chiyuva. That's what he's bringing down. Let's continue in Sif Katan Tes. So B'shar Shemavarich, at the time when he makes the bracha, the other people are standing around him and they are included in the bracha, and then they'll help him check. They're standing around to be included with the bracha, and they will answer Amen on his bracha. Sif Katan Yud, the Mechaber told us then, Yispazu Livdoik, each person will go out and check because of the bracha of the Balabais. Vima Balabais ain't a boy the klal, mitzava la achi Livdoik, if the Balabais, the one who makes the bracha, if he's not checking at all and he tells other people to go check, oisa yachem mevarich, then the other person should make the bracha. So once again, if the Balabais, it's his house, he pays the mortgage, but he's not going to be checking, someone else who will be checking should make the bracha. David kishluchoi gamlin in habracha, because now this other person who's going to be checking is like the messenger of the balabais, even to make the bracha as well. Sif kod nir aleph sheberech balabais, that the balabais made the bracha. Im loy shomim brechosoi lechatchila einu shalchem livdoik. Now, if the other people who are helping out did not hear the bracha, if they did not hear the bracha, ideally, ein neshalchom livdoik. One should not send them to go check. Mikol makom, im kasha loy ligmor habedika ba'atzma yochel levakish la'achar sheyesayenu. If it's difficult for him to do all the bedika himself, to do all the checking, then he can ask someone else to help him. Va'yisayachar ein tzarich levarich. This other person does not have to make a bracha. Shekol habedika mitzvah achasi. Because the whole bedika is one mitzvah, kavar beirich habalabayis aleh, and the balabayis already made his bracha on this mitzvah. Sif kod nir beis noyegim lahaniach, and the minig is the Ramah told us to put out pieces of bread, haynu chametz kosher shelo yisparer, hard pieces of chametz that it will not crumble. Right, we don't want to take those donuts that have those or those cookies that you touch them, you pick them up, they crumble on you. You don't want the chametz all over the house. Some people, they wrap it up in a paper towel, and then they put a little bit of foil, and they put it in a plastic bag, like Fort Knox, You really get serious with it. And also, they want to put it in a safe place that the children won't get to it, and over there it was more common. Hopefully, it's not more common by us today anymore. And also, the mice. We don't want the mice to go get it. Now, just in the Eitz HaTaiva, it's some people, what they do is they write down every single spot. Kirat Chol Bit Chaktana. Well, I don't map, GPS, they put the coordinates on GPS, They put on the map in the bedroom, and exactly where in the bedroom it is, in the children's bedroom, on the ledge of the window. So they make sure they have 10 pieces, and they make a check mark that makes sure that they have all the pieces of chametz. I've heard stories when people, they couldn't find it. Okay. Sifkot Yud Gimel. Miu, what happens if you don't put out these 10 pieces? Chaylik al zeh, this opinion of the Ramah says you don't have to put out these pieces of chametz. The ein kan chshash brach levatola. It's no concern of a brach levatola. The chayin hu a mitzvah liv doik a chametz ulchabis acharov, because the mitzvah is to check for the chametz. So that's what you're doing. Shema yimsa, maybe I'll find the chametz. Im lo yimsa, ein mekach klum, and if you don't find it, then it's not a problem. V'ataz kos avoy, the Taz writes further, the habrocha koi, amashi yivayar l'machar bevada imashi yishar miachilosoi, that the bracha is also going on that which you will be destroying the next day, that which you left over in your house. Elos sheha mehayoyim, from the night of Yedalid, maschil ayideh habedika, you start from the checking. The kanal is simen taf lamed alef, like we said earlier, v'chein eskima achrein medina. And this is what the achreim say, that it's not going to be a bracha levatala, because the bracha is going on the checking that you do, and you also destroy the leftover amount which you still have in your house. The Chok Yaakov says it's not appropriate to mevatel the minog of Yisrael to put out the pieces. Look over there, and he gives reasons for the minog of putting out the pieces. The Gam HaRizal calls the minog zeh. The Rizal also brings down this minog sheniach asar apsisim, that once you put out the 10 pieces, and he says, "Achay nesh lizoyer harbei shlo yoyvad echod min apsisin." One should be very careful not to lose one of these pieces. I'll just share with you. The Marivayel says, "Shim yivdoik v'lo yimso yeshlachu sheyishkach levatal es achametz b'shas abir." Olafichach menichim pesisei chametz kedei sheyimsoim. He's explaining one of the reasons as to why we put out these 10 pieces. And he says like this. They bring down the name of the Marivayel, that it could be Shem Yivdoik, person will check. V'layimtsa, he won't find anything. He's going to forget Yishayishkach Levato Sechomets. He's going to forget to Mevato Lechomets. And our sages, Chazal, instituted that we should Mevato Lechomets as well. So that's another reason. It's like a reminder. We'll put out the pieces. Now we have them out. We're going to make sure we remind ourselves to mevatel them. Another reason, says the Chok Yaakov, Shem Yivdoik v'layimsa dover. If you check and you don't find anything, you don't find because you never put out 10 pieces, and you don't find your chametz. La'achos man ma yisrash b'bedika. The Chok Yaakov is telling us the nature of people is that if we exert ourselves and then we feel we do it for nothing, so people won't take the bedika seriously. Even nowadays, we feel, oh, we checked everything out, so we go through the ritual, what am I checking already? But no, it's supposed to be a real bedika. So the Chok Yaakov is saying that if you check and you don't find anything, you'll become lazy with checking. So now that you know you're going to find something, right, we don't tell the Baal HaBayis, the father, where they are. He has to do the real bedika. The wife, whoever's putting them out, they'll hide it. And once again, it's good to write it down where it's being placed so you don't forget them. And while he's looking, he knows there's what to look for, but he's supposed to be looking for real, real chametz, not just for those pieces. And this way he'll come, says the Chok Yaakov, won't come to a laxness in the mitzvah. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.